Rocket Dog 3 is a highly advanced exercise that strengthens both the core and the rear legs. It also vastly improves your dog's balance. Warning, this exercise should never be attempted until your dog has progressed through all of the steps in Rocket Dogs 1 and 2 and is highly proficient in those exercises. Doing so could put your dog at significant risk for injury. In addition, this exercise should not be performed by a dog that has pain or instability in the back, hip, stifle, or hock. Those dogs should be examined by a veterinarian and a diagnosis made and appropriate treatment instituted prior to attempting this advanced exercise. This exercise is a bit deceptive because many dogs already know how to stand on their rear legs, and you might think for that reason that your dog would find this exercise really easy. However, the specific way in which this exercise is performed is not nearly as easy as having your dog just stand on its hind legs. The exercise starts with your dog balancing in a sit-up position on its haunches for 15 seconds, nibbling on extra specially delicious treats. The treat is then raised up, luring the dog to stand up on its hind legs without pushing off with the front legs. Try to keep your dog standing as stationary as possible rather than letting it walk around on the rear legs, which are really not designed for walking on. Most dogs will shift their balance a bit from one rear leg to the other and back, but they shouldn't be walking around. If your dog's not able to pull itself up into a stand from the sit-up position, or only can rise a bit before having to put its front feet down, don't worry. Just try a couple more times and return to the exercise at least 2 days later to allow time for your dog's muscles to adapt. This is really hard work. Throughout this exercise, be sure to hold the food in a position above the base of your dog's tail so that your dog's back is vertical. Many people make the mistake of holding the food too close to themselves, which makes the dog lean forward, making it very difficult for it to balance on the rear legs. Once your dog has stood on its rear legs for 15 seconds, lower the treat with the dog still nibbling so that your dog sinks back into the sit-up position, still without putting its front feet down. Again, make sure to keep the treat balanced right above the base of your dog's tail to increase the chances that your dog won't have to put the front feet down. Many dogs are able to rise up onto the rear legs but struggle when trying to sink back down into a sit-up position without putting their front feet down. That's why it's so critical how you position the treat. An occasional dog just doesn't understand what you're asking it to do when you're lowering the food. In that case, you can hook one finger gently under the back of your dog's collar to help keep your dog in a vertical position as you lower the food. In this video, you often see the handler holding the food well above the dog's head. In fact, it's much better to have the dog nibbling on the food the entire time, both to motivate your dog as it works on this power exercise, and because later, you'll perturb your dog's balance by moving the food, so you want your dog to be used to having the food there. Once your dog can do the beg, stand, beg, staying in each position for 15 seconds, make sure you count them out, don't cheat, then repeat the exercise twice more so that the dog ends up standing 3 times, maintaining each position for 15 seconds. This is a true power exercise, and in our experience, it takes months before a dog can truly perfect this. The next step is for you to perturb your dog's balance by moving the food with your dog's head following the food, just as you did in Rocket Dog 1. Move the food sideways, backwards and forwards, up and down. Next, you can perturb your dog's balance even further by pushing on your dog's body forward, backward, and sideways. Then you can do that while also moving the food. Be sure and perform this exercise while your dog is hungry because it is really tough. Once your dog is able to balance through all of those perturbations, you can advance to performing the exercise on a soft, level surface like an ottoman or bed, then to slanted surfaces facing a different direction each training session, then to an egg-shaped physio ball that you move with your knees to add further difficulty in balancing. Make sure to take time with this exercise. As my father used to say, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are your dog's muscles and ability to balance. In our experience, most dogs won't advance to working the beg, stand, beg on the physio ball until they have worked the exercise a couple of times a week for well over a year. So don't rush it or you risk injury. This Golden has just advanced to working on the physio ball at age 5, and you can see that even though he has worked this exercise on soft surfaces and hills, he's still struggling to balance on the ball and has to have a little bit of assistance. The next time he works it, he won't be allowed to lean on his handler. Remember to encourage your dog as it works through the various stages of this difficult exercise by using your very best treats and by giving plenty of verbal praise.